Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God and give him all the praise and honor and glory for another opportunity to come before him and come before him as we are sharing tonight in this time of prayer, the sweet hour of prayer. And we thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in this evening. Praise the Lord. We thank God for our ministers that are scheduled to join us this evening and share with us in this time of prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. And as our pastor shared this past Sunday, not only does it change things, but it changes people as well in the name of Jesus. And we just thank God. We thank God for his word. That tonight we pray that as his word will go forth and it will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purpose to accomplish. Thank you for tuning in to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, praise God, sweet hour of prayer. I'm sure that everyone that is tuned in will agree that we have so much that we need to be in prayer about, prayer for our families, prayer for our communities, prayer for our churches, prayer for this nation, and prayer, yes, for this world. And we give God all the praise and thank him for the opportunity. The word of God says men ought always to pray. And so we know that prayer moves mountains, praise God. And we just give God all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank God again for our ministers that will be sharing in prayer. tonight, Minister Hilton Britt, Pastor Valencia Jackson, Sister Gloria Whitehurst, Elder Maddie Green, praise God. We thank God for each of you taking the time out of your schedule to join with us, hallelujah, in prayer. We're going to go ahead and start our broadcast tonight by ushering in the presence of God. We thank God for the Lord and his presence, his anointing power, his Shekinah glory that rains down upon his people, rains down upon us. And we're going to go ahead and usher in his presence with a song of praise, praise God. And listen and be blessed. Thank you.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Power.
Praise God, our God. Oh, yes, he is. He is truly, truly, truly an awesome God, and we give him all the praise. Tonight, I did not announce ministers. I know that each of you can hear me, and my apologies for not sending out the order of prayer. So I'm going to announce it at this time. First, I'm going to ask Minister Hilton Britt to pray, followed by myself, then Pastor Valencia Jackson, Sister Gloria Whitehurst, Elder Maddie Green, and closing out the tonight with prayer will be our very own Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Hallelujah. We just give God all the praise for all that he's doing, all that he has done, and all that he will do. And I would like to go ahead. I'm going to call up Minister Hilton Britt. Praise God. And I'm getting ready. If you'll just press one on your dial pad, we're going to go ahead and get started with this sweet hour of prayer and the business for, praise God, for what we are here for. Hallelujah. If Minister Hilton, go ahead and press one, praise God, and give me one moment. We're going to bring you into the studio. Hallelujah. Go right ahead, please, Minister Hilton Britt.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to minister your word tonight in prayer and to be in agreement with all those who are standing with us in prayer this evening. Lord, we come before you with thanksgiving, O Lord. We magnify your holy name. We give you all the glory and the honor which you yourself are due. For by you and through you, all things exist and consist and have their being, Lord. You created all things, Lord, by the word of your power. And Lord, your word is mighty and yet at work, Lord, within the earth realm. Oh, God, we pray, oh, Lord, for our nation, oh, God, and the families within our nation, oh, God. Lord, so much unrighteousness is yet, oh, Lord, prevailing, oh, Lord, destroying our families, Lord. We pray again and we stand in the gap and make up the hedge for our families, Lord, for husbands, oh, God, that they, oh, Lord, will stand, oh, Lord, as men, Lord, turning again, O Lord, away from all that would defile and corrupt and distract them, O Lord, turning away, O Lord, from darkness and wickedness, Lord. We thank you that by your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, you will convict of sin, O Lord, and of righteousness, of sin, Lord, because the prince of this world is judged, O God. Help husbands, O God, to love their wives as they love themselves, O God, and to love their children as they love themselves, O God, that they will again, Lord, humble themselves under your mighty hand, Lord, and, oh, Lord, strengthen their homes and strengthen their families, Lord, by being a sacrifice for them, oh, God, that the Spirit, oh, Lord, oh, God, of the Father God will rest upon them, Lord, to convict them of sin, oh, Lord, and of righteousness, Lord, that again, oh, Lord, they will turn away from all that would defile, oh, Lord, and see that need, oh, Lord, to be a strength, O Lord, to be a guide, to be a shepherd, O Lord, to their families, O Lord. O Lord, strengthen our homes, O God. Lord, help us again. We repent, Lord, of that which is unlike unto you, O Lord, that is so dominant within our homes, O Lord. We come against the spirits, O Lord, of sexual immorality, of adultery, O God. We come against the sins of violence, O Lord. We come against the sins, O Lord, of all immorality, O Lord. Help us, O God, to become sin sick as a people, O Lord. Help us again, Lord, to return, O Lord, to the things, O Lord, unto you, Lord, wherein we can be renewed, O Lord, wherein we can be restored, O Lord. We repent, O Lord, of the evil of our hearts and our minds, O Lord, the things, O Lord, that turn us away from you, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to open our eyes that we might see and understand, O Lord, and be saved, O Lord. O Lord, convict us, O Lord. Convict us, O Lord. Touch our hearts, Lord, that we might return unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray, O Lord, for the unity, O Lord, within our nation, wherein, O Lord, we are so divided, O Lord, and polarized, O God. Righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people, O God. And sin is yet abounding in our nation, O God. And therefore, Lord, we have what we have, Lord, with the division, O Lord, with the violence, with the lawlessness, O Lord, with the perversion, O God, with the immorality, with the deception and the confusion of faith, O Lord. O God, raise up godly men and women, O God, those who are called by your name, O Lord, those who have a heart after your righteousness and truth, Lord, that you might be exalted again, Lord, within our land, O God, that we might be saved as a nation, Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. We repent, O Lord, of turning our backs to you, O God, and turning our faces away from you, Lord. Help us as a nation and as individuals, Lord Jesus, to turn again unto you, Lord, that we may be saved as a nation. We call upon you, Lord. You said to call upon you, and you would show us great and mighty things that we know not, Lord. We need you, Lord, as a people. We need you as a nation, O Lord, to guard us, to protect us, to turn your heart and to turn our hearts to you again, Lord. To you, Lord, we cry out unto you, Lord Jesus. We call out unto you. We humble ourselves, Lord, before your mighty throne and knowing that you can do any and all things, O Lord. You said, Lord, if we would humble ourselves, O Lord, then you would exalt us again, Lord. Lord, you have blessed us as no other nation has been blessed, O Lord, in this earth realm, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, even our people, Lord, black men and black women, O Lord, that we, O Lord, have turned away from you. You have prospered us, O God, as a people, O Lord. And, O God, turn our hearts, O Lord. We cast down the idols, O Lord. We cast down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of the living Christ within our hearts and minds, O Lord, that we might turn again unto you, Lord, that we might be saved, O Lord. Forgive us, Lord, our sins, O God. Forgive us, O Lord, the corruption of our hearts and minds. Forgive us, Lord, when we have placed idols before you, O God. Help us, O God, to become sin sick as a people, to cast down every profane and perverted and corrupt thing, Lord, that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Turn our hearts and minds, open our eyes, Lord. Open our hearts, Lord. Draw us near unto you, Lord. You're able to make all grace abound towards us, God. Save us, dear God. Save us in Jesus' name. We pray, O Lord, for your church, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for raising up godly leaders, Lord, men and women whose hearts are fixed towards you, who are not turning aside to the right hand or to the left, but who follow the Lord our God wherever you would lead and call them to go, Lord, that they will stand, Lord, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, Lord Jesus, not, O Lord, being defiled, O God, by the corruption, O Lord, and by the idols that are in the land, O Lord, not selling out to money, O Lord, not selling out, O Lord, to vain recognition, O God, but loving you, Lord, acknowledging and honoring you with a whole heart, and with a singleness of mind, and with a singleness of focus, O Lord, declaring your word, Lord, as a light that it is, O Lord, breaking down the realms of darkness, breaking down the realms of immorality, breaking down the spirits of lawlessness and deception, breaking down the spirits of homosexuality, breaking down the confusion, O Lord. O God, you are our salvation, O God. You alone, O God. You alone have brought us, Lord, up and out, O Lord, of the bondages of the past, O Lord. And you alone, O God, are yet able to preserve and keep us, O Lord. You're able to make your word prevail in the hearts and minds of your people, O God. We thank you, Lord, that your church, O God, will shine forth as a great light, O Lord, in the darkness that is in the midst of us, O Lord, and set to flight, O Lord, all that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you said no weapon formed against your church will prevail, O God, and that you have a holy remnant, O God, a people who are sold out for you, Lord Jesus, a people who love righteousness, O God, a people who love holiness, a people who love you, Lord Jesus, with a whole heart and with a singleness of mind, and all their human personality is set, O Lord, like flint to walk in your holy ways, that your word is a lamp to their feet and a light to their path, O God, that they are not allowing, O Lord, anything, O Lord, to take your place, but you are their first love, Lord, and that they seek your kingdom and your righteousness, wholeheartedly and single-mindedly, O Lord, that they are faithful people, O God, a holy remnant that you will cause, O Lord, cause of them, O Lord, because of them, O God, you will shape the land and turn the people away from the idols. They will cast them down, O God, and turn again unto you and be saved. That, Lord, there will be revival in the hearts of and minds of your churches and in the hearts and minds of the people, O God, within this nation. In the name of Jesus, we call it forth, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we yes. pray for young men and young women, Lord. We pray for their salvation, O God. We pray, O Lord, that they, O God, themselves will become weary, O Lord, of the ways of the world, O God, and see that it is not profitable, O God, and that the gospel will shine forth in their hearts and in their minds, O God, and that they will turn again unto you, Lord, that they will turn to you, and that they will be saved, O God, that your word will resonate in their hearts and minds, O God, and that they will be transformed by the power of your holy word and by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, quickening their minds and quickening their hearts, Lord, to receive the word of life, O Lord. For your word is a light, O God, that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it, Lord. Your word is the truth, O God, and your truth will always prevail over the lie, O God. So we declare, Lord, let your word break forth, O God, in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, O God. Let your name be exalted, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. For you created all things, Lord Jesus, by the word of your power. And your word, O God, is the hammer that breaks every rock. Your word, O Lord, is a consuming fire that will burn up the chaff and all things, O God, that exalt themselves against the knowledge of your holiness and the knowledge of your holy word and the knowledge of your holy name, O God. Break forth, Lord, like a man of war, O God. Show yourself strong and show yourself mighty, O God. Exalt your name, O Lord. Bring glory and honor to your name. That's all we desire to do, to see your name glorified, O Lord, in the midst of the earth, O Lord. O God, show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. We call, we bless your name, Lord Jesus. We give honor and glory to your name, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. For we know that there is none like you, O God, in all the earth. Show yourself to be the Most High. Show your, make your name great. Yes. Your name is great anyway, Lord. But, Lord, make every knee to bow and every tongue confess to the glory of the Father God that Jesus is Lord. The devil is defeated, and that your people are more than conquerors through him who has loved us. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Hilton Britt. Hallelujah, for that powerful prayer. Praise God. We're going to take a pause, and I want to ask if there is anyone on the line tonight that has a prayer request for yourself or a prayer need for your family or another, please go ahead at this time and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio and hear your prayer request to make sure that we lift up these prayer needs before the Lord. Is there anyone tonight on the line that has a prayer request? Praise God, praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 6769. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, good evening, everyone. This is
Elder
Lisa Strayhorn, and I was just asking for prayer for my sister-in-law, Patricia Bowens. She's going through some serious health issues, and she asked for prayer. Also, please keep my mom, Ruby Davis, in prayer. She have knee surgery in 2 weeks, knee replacement surgery. And continue to keep me and my family in your prayers. Thank you so much, and God bless.
All right. Praise God. And God bless you. Thank you for sharing that prayer request. Is there another tonight that has a prayer request? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. All right. Praise God. We're going to go ahead then and continue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to ask if everyone will bow their heads with me. And even if you're at home, in your bedroom, wherever that you are, if you would just repeat the Lord's Prayer with me. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tonight, I just want to share a brief scripture regarding prayer. And that scripture text is coming from the book of James, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. And it reads, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise and honor and glory tonight. We thank you, Lord, and recognize you as God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you all the praise, Father, for being such a great God, for being such a mighty God, for being such a glorious, that you are the God that heals, Heavenly Father. You are the God, Lord God, that stands no matter what the situation or circumstances may be. Mm-hmm. You are the God, Heavenly Father, that's in full control. Amen. You are the God that sits high and looks low. Yes. The God Almighty, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being a God that never sleeps nor slumbers, Heavenly Father, that we can call on you, Lord God, anytime, day or night, Lord, and know that your line is never busy, that we can call on you, Lord God, anytime, day or night, Lord God, and know, Heavenly Father, that you never weary, Heavenly Father, Lord God, of our call, that you never weary of your children, Father God, like man grows weary, but you are there, Father, hearing our prayers, answering our prayers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for your word. We thank you that your word goes forth and it doesn't return void, that you told us, Lord God, that we are to live our life by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we walk by faith, Lord God, not by sight. We walk, Lord God, according to your perfect will, according to your plan, Father God, because you tell us, Lord, in your word that you have a plan for each and every one of our lives, Lord, to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future, Lord God, no matter what the circumstances may look like, no matter what's going on in this world, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you are still, hallelujah, in full control, and we give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercies that are renewed each and every morning. We thank you, Lord God, for that peace that passes all understanding, even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of tribulation. Thank you, Lord God, for granting us your divine peace, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love, Oh, yes, Lord, that you loved us so much, Father God, that you gave your only begotten Son, Heavenly Father, to come to this earth, to live, die, and was resurrected for our sins, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for our salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every shed drop of blood that you shed for us on Calvary, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and Lord Jesus, that we are sealed by your precious shed blood, Lord God. Oh, Father, we give you all the praise. We thank you for being called your children, that you call us friend, Lord God. That, Lord God, oh, yes, we give you all the glory, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know who we are in you because we know whose we are, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that all we got to do is trust in you by faith. Trust in you, Lord God, wholeheartedly, knowing, Heavenly Father, that your promises in your word are yea and amen. Knowing, Heavenly Father, that no matter what the circumstances may look like, Lord God, that by faith, Lord God, you are working all things, Heavenly Father, together for the good of those that love you, those that are called according to your purpose. And we just want to love on you tonight, Father God. We just want to love on you, Lord, and let you know, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we love you. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you all the praise. You are worthy. Lord God, if we had the voices of 10 million angels, Lord, we could not praise you enough, Father, for you are God. You are God.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. And we thank you. We acknowledge you tonight, Lord God. We come humbly before you, Lord God, bringing these prayers, Lord God, knowing that your word shares that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God, that the effectual, fervent prayer, Heavenly Father, of the righteous, Lord, availeth much, Lord, that where there are just two or more gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing upon anything, Heavenly Father, Lord God, your word says that it is done, that where there are two or three, Lord God, it doesn't take but two or three, Lord God, and you, Lord God, so grant us your presence, two or three gathered together in your name, Lord, your word says there you are in the midst, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor tonight, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, your churches tonight, Father God. We lift up your churches, Father God, and the leaders of churches, Heavenly Father, all across this nation, all across this world. Your word says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and just pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall we hear from heaven. And you will heal our land, Father God. So we pray for the churches tonight, Father God. We pray for the body of Christ, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they don't get weary, that they don't get tired, Lord God, that they don't, as the media tries to indicate to us, turn away, Father God, in the time of trial, in the time of tribulation, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that there will be a return, Lord God, of those that are called by your name, Heavenly Father, back to the churches, Lord God, back to the body of Christ, that apostasy will not reign, Lord God, but Heavenly Father, Lord God, and there will not be any compromise in the name of Jesus with the things of this world, but there will be those, that remnant, Lord God, those that are called by your name, that will stand sure-footed on the word of God, that will not compromise with the things of this world, that will stand boldly and courageously, Lord God, as you told Joshua, Heavenly Father, that will stand boldly and courageously and be able to declare in the name of Jesus that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That, Lord God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for unity in your church, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that there will come that day, Lord, where there will not be the black church, the white church, or any other church based upon race, but it will be one church under one God and Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for unity among the body of Christ, Heavenly Father, that there would be your children that would begin to come together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, to be able to declare that Jesus Christ is King, to be able to declare the Word of God and uncompromised, Lord God, not watered down, Heavenly Father, to be able to tickle our ears, but the uncompromising, all-sustaining, all-powerful Word of God will be preached, Heavenly Father, to the masses, Lord. Your Word said that this gospel must be preached. Their harvest, Lord God, is still plentiful. And the laborers, Lord, send your laborers, Father God, out into your vineyards, Lord God. Yes. Let your people have a heart to answer the great commission, Lord God, that Christ so charged us with, that we go ye in all the world, preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, preaching and teaching the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, Lord God, so that lives will be changed, souls will be saved for the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is soon to return. We've got a work to do, Father. In the name of Jesus, yes, Father, yes, God, let us have that sense of urgency, Heavenly Father, to be about the Father's business, Lord God. It's not playtime, Father God. We know it's not playtime, Lord, but you've called us, Lord, to be about the Father's business, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to run the race and not be weary. Help us, Lord God, to endure to the end, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be that church, Lord, that body of Christ, Lord God, that you will return, that Jesus Christ will return for, Heavenly Father, without spot or wrinkle, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Let it be so, Lord God. Raise up men and women that refuse to compromise with the things of this world. Yeah. Raise up men and women, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that have a true heart for the things of God. Raise up men and women that will not be afraid, Lord God, to be able to speak forth your word. Raise them up, Father God. Raise up and bring our young people, Father God, back to the church, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Yes. Touch the hearts of mothers and fathers, Lord God, that they will have a heart to be able to say, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And be able, Lord God, to teach their children, Lord God, to serve God, to reverence God in the name of Jesus, that the house will come into godly order, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let your will be done, Father. Let your will be done, Lord God, from what the north part of this earth to the south part of this earth, to the east and the west, Lord God. Allow your will to be done across this earth, all over this earth, as it is done in heaven, Father God. Yes, oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise tonight, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes. We lift up, Heavenly Father, to you those, Lord God, that are sick, the sick amongst us, Lord God. Yes. We pray, Lord God, that you stand in their life as Jehovah Rapha, Father God, that, Lord God, you manifest your healing power from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God, that internally and externally, Lord, you bring forth and manifest optimal healing, Father God, over their bodies, Lord God. Yes. We lift up Mother Pat Gallo to you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for her feet. We pray for her back, Lord God. We pray for her body, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you remove any pain, Lord, that you remove any discomfort, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you strengthen her, Lord God, with your divine supernatural strength, Lord God, that even as she lays down tonight to rest, Father God, yes, Lord, we pray that you just manifest your healing power, Lord God, that even tomorrow morning when she arises, Lord God, she will be able to see and feel, Lord God, the difference, because she will know, Heavenly Father, that she's been touched by the hand of Almighty God, Lord God. Yes. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you impossible for our God to do, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for her healing, Lord God. We lift up Minister Lisa Strayhorn's sister, Father,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we pray for healing over her physical body, Lord.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we speak healing over her body, Lord God.
Yes.
Every
yes.
cell, nerve, tissue, every organ, every bone, every joint of her system, we declare in the name of Jesus that it lines up according to the way, Lord God, you will have it for her body to function, Father. We thank you for your shed blood that covers her right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your healing power
yes.
on her behalf, Lord.
Yes.
We lift up Elder Strayhorn's mom to you, Lord God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus,
amen.
As she's getting prepared for knee replacement surgery, Father God.
Yes, Lord,
we
yes.
pray, Lord God, over every doctor, over every nurse, over every medical personnel that she comes in contact with, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that they be ordained by you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that the surgery be a complete and total success, Father God. And we pray, Lord God, that her recovery time, Lord God, be less than even what the doctors imagine, Father God, because, Lord God, she will have received a touch from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise for her healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for any others that may be sick amongst you, Lord God. We pray and rebuke kidney disease in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray and we rebuke diabetes in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray and we rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray that high blood pressure be regulated back to normal in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, Lord God, for mental health issues, Lord God, that you are a mind regulator, Father God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, bring back. The Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and soundness of mind, Father. So we declare that over those dealing with mental health issues, Father God, and we speak for soundness of mind in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, as we know that Jesus Christ went to hell. He defeated death, hell, and the grave and rose up again with all power in his hand, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, for your healing manifested power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your people, Father God, walk in health. Your word say, beloved, beyond all things, it is my desire that you prosper and be in good health,
yes,
even
yes.
as your soul prospers, Lord God. And your word tells us whatsoever, Father, that we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So we bind sickness right now in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father
yes.
God. In the name of Jesus over your children,
yes,
Father.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, Father God. Yes, we give you all the praise, Lord God. We pray right now, Father God, for that matter and that situation that's going on in the Ukraine, Father.
Yes.
We pray for those people. There are those that are our brothers and sisters in Christ. They're in the Ukraine, Father God. We pray that you cover and keep your people, Father God. We pray that you cover and keep the Ukrainian people, Father God. Some of them, Lord God, they're at the mercies of those that are in leadership, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Satan to, Lord God, release in the name of Jesus the minds of those, Lord God, that are in leadership that doesn't take seriously the loss of lives, Heavenly Father, that make decisions, Father God, that will
yes.
that impact people and that steal the lives of innocent people, Father God. We know that is not your will, Father, but we do know, Lord God, that you are in control, Father God. So allow your perfect will to be done, Lord God. We pray for angels, Lord God, warring angels, to stand guard on behalf of the people, Lord God,
yes.
battling on their behalf, that Satan will not have the victory. In the name of Jesus, we bind his hand in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We bind his plan in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus comes against you, Satan, and you have no dominion, no power, no authority over salvation of souls, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you for the salvation of souls, Father, all across this globe. As your word tells us, yes, Lord, yes, Jesus Christ is soon to return. But before he returns, Lord, we've got a mighty work to do, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to have your word at the end of our lips, Father God, to be able, Lord God, to speak it in season and out of season to those that have a desire to hear in favorable circumstances and in unfavorable circumstances, Lord, that, Lord God, lives will be changed. Souls will be saved. In the name of Jesus, let salvation, Heavenly Father, flood the streets, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let there be masses, Lord God, that will be able to come because of hearing your word, Lord God, because of hearing your call, Lord God, from, Lord God, one side of the globe to the remote places, Lord God, in this world, Father God. Let those that have not had the opportunity to know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Lord. Send your missionaries. Send your prophets, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Send the men and women of God, Lord, to the remote corners of this world, Lord God, so that those, Lord God, that need to hear and know, Lord God, of the saving grace of Jesus Christ will have the opportunity, Lord God, to receive you. And, Lord, we thank you. We just give you all the praise, Lord God. We thank you for our lives, Lord God. We thank you for our families, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to humbly come before you, Lord God, to make our prayers and petitions made known to you, Father. Yes. Your words say that you already know. Yes, you do. You know even the number of hairs on our head, Father God. Yes. But we, Lord God, thank you for leaning your ear over the balconies of heaven tonight, Father, and being able to hear the prayers of the righteous, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you all the praise. We thank you for hearing, Lord, and we thank you for answering. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory. And we ask these things in the name that's above all names. And that's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And glory to your name. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Valencia D. Jackson to press one on your dial pad, my sister, and we will bring you into the studio. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Valencia, go right ahead, please.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for what we've heard thus far as we go continue to be into the presence of God. I'm just going to read a scripture that's out of Lamentations tonight, Lamentations 2. Verses 18 and 19 that says, cry out loud to the Lord, O wall of daughter Zion. Let tears stream down like a torrent day and night. Give yourself no rest, your eyes no respite. Arise, cry out in the night. At the beginning of the watches, pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Let your hand lift your hand to him for the lives of your children who faint for hunger in the head of every street. And so, God, today,
amen,
even as we cry out loud unto you, O God, as we cry before you, daughters of Zion and sons of Zion, we cry out before you today, O God. Lord, there are so many prayer requests that people have, O God, whether it's said or unspoken. And so, God, today we just come thanking you, O God, for hearing our cries and hearing our prayers on today, O God. Lord, we lift up the Ukrainian people, O God, as in the midst of a war, O God. Lord, they didn't know what's going on, but you know what's going on. And so, God, we just ask that you send forth your angels to encamp round about them in the name of Jesus, God. We pray the blood of Jesus to be upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you keep watch over the children, that you keep watch over the mothers, oh God. Keep watch over the sons, the fathers, the uncles, oh God. Lord, that you would indeed fight for them, just like it says in the scripture, how you fought for your people Israel. So we pray you fight for them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And so, God, we thank you for doing that, God. We pray today, oh God, for the hand, that your hand, that you release your power, oh God, that no arm has an arm like you, oh God, full of power and might, oh God. Stretch out your arm and deliver the people of the Ukraine, oh God, and rid them out of the bondage that they find themselves in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we pray today, oh God, that you will establish, oh God, you establish, and your arm will be strengthened, oh God, strengthen them to do all that you need them to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for the children, Lord, we lift up the children, not only the children of the Ukraine, but the children of the world, oh God. There are so many of the children that don't have anybody to take care of them. They're orphans, oh God. And Lord, we pray, Father, that you send forth your angels and camp around about the children, that you send forth people to take care of the children, to take them off of the streets and to care for them, oh God, that they will see and sense the love of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, every person that's connected to us, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. Your divine hands of protection will be upon them in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, we be careful to give you the thanks, God. We give you the praise, oh God, for doing it, oh God. And we ask you, Father, that you would indeed, you said, by your stripes we heal. So we speak for your healing power upon all those who need you to be Jehovah Rapha today. And Lord, I ask that you touch my mom today, oh God, that you continue to touch her body, touch everything about her, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And Lord, we thank you, oh God. We pray for Sister Strahan's mother. We ask you, oh God, that you will be with her as she go through surgery in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we pray, oh God, for those who haven't said a prayer request, but God, you know the hearts, you know what they're crying out to you for, oh God, in the secret places. And so, God, we ask that you indeed grant, oh God, grant the prayers of your people, oh God. Grant the request of your people tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to lift up Kendrick to you, oh God. We pray for Kendrick that you would touch his body, touch his eyes. Oh, God, you know what he's going through, Father. So we ask that you would cut his kindred, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you for Sister Sarah, that you would touch our body in the name of Jesus. And, God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you the glory for what you're doing and what you will continue to do. Lord, we ask these in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Valencia, for that prayer. Thank you so much. Praise God. We give him all the glory and stand in agreement with the prayer. Sister Gloria Whitehurst, praise God. And also Elder Lisa Strayhorn, my apologies for omitting you off the list, but if you would be prepared to pray after Elder Maddie Green, we would appreciate it. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Sister Gloria, if you'll go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad, and we will bring you into the studio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go
Good
right
evening.
Ahead.
I am reading the 15th and 16th verse of the 5th chapter of James. And by the prayer of faith, the man who is ill will be made well, and he will be lifted up by the Lord. And for any sin which he has done, he will have forgiveness. So then make a statement of your sins to one another and say prayers for one another so that you may be made well. The prayer of a good man is full of power and is working.
Amen.
Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you would, Lord, have your way with the leaders of this country in the governing of your people. Lord, change their hearts and their mindsets. Help them, Lord, to judge not according to race, creed, or color, but people. Help them to have faith and trust in you, Lord, because you are the head. You sit high and you look low. Bless them, Lord, and their surroundings and their decisions that they make in life, Lord, for those that are under them, Lord, those that they have authority over, Lord. Have your way with them, Jesus. Help them, Lord, to consider all those that are involved, those that they know and those that they don't know, Lord. Have your way with them, Lord, helping them to trust and believe and know that there is a God that sits high and looks low. Lord, we ask that you would bless the families, Lord, those that are single, Lord, those that are married, Lord, those that don't have anyone, Lord, that are under those that are in authority, Lord, that have to do what they are told to do, whether they want to or not, but help them, Lord, to also to believe and trust in you, Lord, because you, Lord, can do all things but fail.
Yes.
You love unconditionally. You never give up, and you are always there by their side. Lord, we ask that you would bless, Lord, those that are in need and less fortunate. Start with the youngest to the oldest, Lord, and continue, Lord, to bless and to help those that are in the governing positions. Help them, Lord, to make the right decisions for the people, not because of money, but because they are people. Bless them, strengthen them, Lord, guide them, and keep them in the right direction, helping them, Lord, to let go, to forgive, to know, God, that you are in charge and that you have the last say so. Help them also, Lord, blessing their surroundings. They're going out, they're coming in, and bless those that are in need, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Then, Lord, we ask that you will continue to have your way. Bless those that are in need of a blessing. Lord, let it be your will for all of us, Lord. Those that we know, those that we don't know, Lord. In your name, amen.
Yes, praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Sister Gloria Whitehurst, give God praise for you, and thank you for your prayer. Elder Maddie Green, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Elder Maddie Green.
To God be the glory. Praise God for who he is. And what he has done, praise God for the ministry and the broadcast and all those who are there to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'll be reading from Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from the fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the incorrection of the workers of iniquity, who wept their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. Dear Heavenly Father, I humble myself and come unto thee, nor the help that I know. And God, we are asking and we are believing and we know that you hear and sees all things. Dear God, we asking for your protection and your deliverance from those that try to strike at those who are standing on the wall of the gospel. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Dear God, give them the strength and faith to keep on pressing forward, doing your will. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, I ask them for a covenant over the children, over the people, because the enemy believes in their heart that they can cause them to commit suicide. But I rebuke that spirit of suicide over the children, over the people. Oh, God, have mercy. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them and over my family and over those who are listening in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, I lift up the firstborn church in Grimeson. I pray for the entire Smith family, dear God. As they go through grief, dear God, strengthen them in the present and strengthen them as the day go ahead. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, I pray for the ministers and pastors, teachers, evangelists and prophets, and those that support the ministry. Dear God, help them when they are sick and weak in their bodies, dear God. Give them the strength and power to keep on believing in their name, and though there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, touch those families and those relationships that the enemy want to tear it apart. The devil is a lie, and he's the father of lies. Oh, God, lift them up in the name of Jesus and let them shine brighter as the light of the world. Let them know that they're going to stand for the righteousness of Jesus Christ and help them come closer together in the sweetness and the peace of God. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, touch those mothers and fathers' heart who are going through with their children when they act rebellious, dear God. Oh, God, give them the strength to show how they need to do the discipline that they need to do to the children in the righteous way and godly way. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, watch over our leaders, God, who are standing for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And dear God, make them strong and powerful over all the works of the enemy in those wicked places in the name of Jesus. God, we want to say thank you, dear God. For without you, we can't do nothing. But through you, we can do all things. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we love you. We praise you. We worship thy name. As we're going through our own trials in Texas, dear God, strengthen us, dear God. Give us more grace to help run this Christian race. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, I'm praying for the unsaved one that's in our families and those that's in the world, dear God. For I know you are coming soon, dear God, but you're giving them time to release those things that's not in their minds, that's hindering them from seeing who you are and hearing who you are and believing what you can do. Oh, God, have mercy, dear God. Open up their eyes, God. Open up their hearts, God, that they will come and humble themselves and come to you in the name of Jesus and believe that you are the one that can bring them up out of the harbor pit and the mercury clay. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, go, dear God, help us, God, to continue to go in a nursing home, continue to visit the sick. Continue to do the will of God, using the gift and talents that you have blessed us with to help someone along the way. Oh, God, have mercy. God, you are awesome, God, and we love you, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we are praying for communities, neighborhoods, churches, and all, dear God. For we know there is a great need in our land, dear God. But sometimes the enemy desires us to act like we're stingy. But dear God, we pray that they are loose and become cheerful givers on the works of God. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, there's nobody like you. Even though the enemy tries to fool our minds to believe that we can worship idol God, the devil is a lie. They have ears that can't hear, have eyes that can't see. They have tongues and they can't talk. And they have legs and they may not come walk. But God, you are all living God. And without you, there is no other. You're the one that made the heaven and earth
and you made us. There is nobody like you. And God, we give you the honor, glory, and praise in Jesus' name. And we are praying for those who have called in, those who are getting ready to go through surgery, those who have been through grief, and those who desire prayer over their families. Come under the covenant of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus and be with them. And we'll pray for them as they go through, as you have been for us when we was in trouble. And God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Maddie Green. Praise God for that powerful prayer.
Lord, yes,
we give God all the praise. Elder Lisa Strayhorn, praise God. Elder Lisa Strayhorn, go right ahead, please.
Praise God tonight for the prayers that have gone forth. Tonight, the text that was given me is Acts 16:25, and it says about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Praise God. Let us pray, saints. Father God, we thank you. God, we thank you that you promised that you will never leave us or forsake us. God, in this season of isolation and seclusion and quarantine, we're thankful, God, that you are always by our side. God, we thank you that you said you will fight our battle. We're thankful, God, that while this world seems to be fighting wars and rumors of wars, God, we thank you that you're fighting for us. So please, Father God, we ask you to be with your children in Ukraine, Lord. Be with the prayer request that went forth tonight, Father God. Be with the leaders of our land, Lord, the government, the president, the vice president. Lord, we thank you for giving us strength in our bodies to go to our various jobs, Lord. Thank you for our strength that you give us to just live our daily life, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we ask you to please be with those who are sick and shut in, Father God. We ask you to continue to be with the bereaved family, God. In the midst of this COVID, so many lives have been lost, Lord. So many people have lost their lives, our friends, our loved ones, Lord. But God, you have kept us, and we thank you. God, you have protected us, and we just give you the praise, Lord. We ask you to give them peace, Father. And we thank you that even in the midst of our failing, God, we're going to trust you, Lord. In the midst of our failing, Lord, failing to follow you, Father, we're going to ask you, Lord, to continue to be with us, Lord. And you're stuck by us, Father God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your patience, Lord. We thank you for your compassion, God. We thank you for your love and your grace. Even when we haven't been faithful to you, you've been faithful to us, God. So we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this radio broadcast experience, Lord, with Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, Lord, because even on the radio, God, you're able to be in the presence of your people, Lord. You're able to work in behalf of your children, Lord, and we're living in the last and evil days, and it's time to get the gospel out. It's time to let the world know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and it's time for the world to see your love amongst your children. So tonight, Lord, we just thank you for loving us, Lord. We thank you for most of all for Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who gave his life for our sins. God, we thank you for his blood that was shed on Calvary, Lord, for it reaches to the highest mountain, Father, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives us strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. God, be our guide, Lord. Be our helper. Be our provider and sustainer. Lord, help us to feast on your word and apply it to our lives, Father God. Help us along the way because, God, we are prone to wander. We're prone to leave the God we love. But here's our heart, Lord. We ask you to take and seal it. Seal it for the courts above, Lord.
So, God, yes, of our weary years, God of our silent tears, Thou who has brought us thus far on the way, Thou who has by Thy might led us into the light, keep us, Lord.
Yes.
Keep Your children,
yes,
Father God. Keep us,
yes, Lord.
Keep us forever,
yes,
in the path we pray. We praise You, God. And it's in Jesus'
yes
name we pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Praise Your name, Jesus. Thank You, Elder Lisa, for that prayer. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Thank You, Jesus. Pastor Jasper Whitehurst is going to close us out tonight. We thank God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for His people. Thank God for His word. Thank God for His spirit. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Amen. What a blessing, what a joy. The prayer warrior always shows up on time.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Praise
yes
God. We're going to come from Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And also another verse I'm going to, be in Romans. Romans 15. It's going to go to verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy,
yes,
and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope,
yes,
through the
yes
power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, my God.
Yes.
Lord, we praise You, Lord. We thank You for Your holy divine word, Father, Lord. We thank You for the hope that we have in You, Lord. We trust in Your word. We trust in Your spirit, Lord. We
yes
trust
Lord
in Your holiness, Lord. We trust in Your righteousness, Father, Lord. We trust in that holy word, Father,
yes,
Lord. That, Lord, You say You never leave and never forsake us, Lord. We thank God for that in our life,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We trust in the hope in God in Christ, Lord. Lord, and to give a hope in our peace of mind, hope in our peace for our family, a hope in our nation, Father, Lord, that it will appeal the sin and see Christ as the Lord and Savior. Hope in the Ukraine, Father, Lord, that people that we pray for, the Ukraine people, Father,
yes,
Lord, to protect them, guide them, and strengthen them, Lord Jesus, Lord. Help them to overcome this obstacle that is in their way, Father, Lord, in Jesus'
okay
name. Father, that's nothing too hard for our God, Father,
that's
Lord.
Right.
And
that's
we pray for them on this hour, Lord,
yes,
the hour of need, the hour of prayer, and the hour of strength, and the hour of peace in their life, Father, Lord. We pray for them, Lord, and the people that are there in that nation right now, Father, Lord. We pray
yes
for our nation, Lord, America, Lord, Father.
Yes.
For the leaders of this nation, Father, Lord, leaders of these states, Father, Lord, leaders of this city, of this town, Lord, bless them, God, and keep them, Lord. Pray for their salvation in Christ Jesus, Lord. Pray to restore their mind, restore their hearts, Lord, and give them the rhythm of God in their life, Father, Lord, to do what needs to be done right, Father, Lord. Put it in the right perspective of the things of God, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We pray for the manifestation of Your word in our life, Father, Lord. The manifestation of truth in our life. The
yes
manifestation of joy in our spirit. The manifestation of hope. And the things that God, that we go through from day to day, Lord, our circumstances, our trials, our testing, of our grief, Father, Lord, comfort our heart, Father, Lord. You know that You, we can depend on You, we can trust in Your word, Father, Lord, no matter what you're going through. The same God, Abraham, same God, Isaac, the same God, Abraham, Father, the same God today, Father, Yahweh, Father, Your Elohim, Father, Lord,
yes,
Jehovah, Father, Lord, Yeshua, Father, Lord. We pray You, God, of what we need for You to be on this hour, Lord. Let Your will be done.
Yes.
We thank God for the prayer that had gone out, prayer of healing, prayer of restoration, prayer of deliverance, Lord, prayer of reconciliation, Father, Lord, prayer of recovery,
yes,
Father, all Your people in this hour, Lord Jesus, Lord, prayer of healing, Father, for
yes
Mother Pat, God, Lord, bless her,
yes,
bless her household,
yes,
Lord, bless her people, bless her children, bless her grandchildren, Father, Lord, give her strength on this hour, Father, Lord, to know that she can trust in You.
Yes.
And thank God, yesterday, today, forever, Lord Jesus, changes not, Father, Lord. We
yes
praise God for Your word. We stand Your word, Father, Elder, leave it straight on her family, Lord, her sister, Lord, Pat, and her husband, Michael, Lord. Bless
yes
their family, bless their grandchildren, Lord. Bless
yes
her mother, Lord Jesus, Lord. Surgery, Lord, about to go into surgery. Bless the doctor, Lord, ahead of time, Lord, that she will come out victorious, Lord, in Jesus'
yes
name, Father. All the prayers that are going forth, Lord, let it come to pass, Father, Lord. Let it be victorious, Lord, in all that we say and do, that we can trust
yes
in the living God, the trust
yes
in the God, Yahweh, Father, Lord. Trust in the God on this hour, Lord. We believe and stand upon Your holy divine word, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
There's nothing too hard for our God. There's nothing too hard for our God. The God, all things are possible, Father, Lord. And we stand on your word, Father, Lord. Thank God for our brother and our sister on the hour of prayer, Father, Lord. We thank God for the wonderful love of the wife, Father, Lord. We thank God for your blessing, all your people, my sister and brother, Lord. Thank God for their blessing, keeping and gathering, Lord. Pray forth their heart desires to come forth, Father, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we should call it done this hour. We decree, we declare it, Father, Lord, and we proclaim your word. It shall go forth, Lord, and shall not return void, Father, Lord. We rebuke the hand of the enemy in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. There's no weapon formed against any boy, girl, child, or family on this hour, on this broadcast, shall prosper, Father, Lord. And we stand upon your holy word, Father, Lord. It shall not fail. There is no failure in our God.
No,
there is no failure in Yahweh, Father, Lord. There is no failure in you, Father, Lord. And we thank God for your holy word. Let it come to pass. Let it be so, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We give God thanks and praise for this sweet hour of prayer. We thank Minister Hilton Brett, Valencia Jackson,
my God, thank
Sister
God.
Gloria Whitehurst, Elder Maddie Green,
Hallelujah.
Elder Lisa Strayhorn,
name,
and
Lord.
We give God all
bless
the praise
house,
and honor
heart,
and glory
children.
For you prayer
bless
warriors.
You,
we
thank
thank
you,
God for you.
My God,
we
my
pray
God.
God's grace and
yes.
his blessing to rain
together.
Down upon each of you and
yes,
your
Lord.
Family
yes, Lord. Yes,
from
Lord.
This time forth and forevermore.
And forevermore.
And we thank God. We pray that you go forth tonight
yes,
and
Lord.
The rest
yes,
of
Lord.
This week and have an awesome week as we give God all the praise, honor, and glory. To
God
be
all
the glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Have a wonderfully
yes.
blessed
thank
night.
You.
Thank you all, and God bless.
God bless.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this.